Prabhu. Daya karamore. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu. Daya karamore. Tama bina kedayalo jagata sansare. Tama bina kedayalo jagata sansare. Patita pavana hetu tava avatara. Mausama patita prabhu na pai bearam. Ha prabhu nitananda premananda suki. Kripa bala kana koro ami bara duki. Daya kara sita pati advaita gosai. Tava kripa bole pai chaitanya nitai. Ha sarup sanatana Rupa Raghunatha. Pata Juga Sri Jiva Prabhu Lokanatha. Daya kara Sri Acharya Prabhu Srinivasa. Ramachandra Sangamage Narottama Dasa. Sri Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Karamore. Tama bina ke dayalu jagat sansare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Bo, Hare Bo, Hare Bo, Nittai Gaur, Hare Bo, Nittai. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Pariraja Kacharya Astatara Satashishi Madhas Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. ISKCON Founder Acharya His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai. Hitai Gaur Premanande. All glorious assembled devotees. All glorious assembled devotees. All glorious assembled devotees. All glorious Shishi Guru and Guranga. Glorious Srila Prabhupada. Thank you. Hare Krishna. So today we're reading Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, continuing Madhyalila chapter 22, entitled The Process of Devotional Service. And today we're reading text 143. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Ama Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshun Munitam Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale. Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namane. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharani Nirvasesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Dishatarani Panchakalpatrubhischa kripasindubhyevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vas Adi Gaur Bhaktivinoda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, text number 143. Agyane Bhaya, wait, Agyane Bhaya Jari Papa Upastita. Agyane Vahaya Yadi Papa Upastita. Krishna Tanre Shudakare Nakare Praschita. Krishna Tanre Shudakare Nakaraya Upraschita. Agyane Vahaya Agyane Vahaya Jari Papa Upastita. Krishna Tare Shudakare Nakaraya Uprayaschita. Agyane Vahaya Jari Papa Upastita. Krishna Tare Shudakare Nakaraya Prayaschita. Avaha. Ladies, ladies. Agyane Vahaya Yari Papa Upastita. Krishna Tare Shudakare Nakaraya Prayaschita. I'll try. Yes? No? Agyane Vahaya Yari Papa Upastita. Krishna Tare Shudakare Nakaraya Prayaschita. No? Relays? Nobody else? Okay. Agyane? By ignorance. Va. Or, Haya, there are, Jadi, if, Papa, sinful activities, Upastita, present, Krishna, Lord Krishna, Tane, him the destroyer, the devotee, sorry, him the devotee. Shudakare purifies Nakaraya does not cause Prayaschita atonement. Translation purport by His Divine Guru Srila Prabhupada. Translation, if, however, a devotee accidentally becomes involved in a sinful activity, Krishna purifies him. He does not have to undergo the regulative form of atonement. Actually, I think we should go back to, because that kind of follows from something from the previous verse. It says, 142, it says, although the pure devotee does not follow all the regulative principles of Varnashrama, he worships the lotus feet of Krishna. Therefore, he naturally has no tendency to commit sin. So today's verse is, if, however, a devotee accidentally becomes involved in a sinful activity, Krishna purifies him. He does not have to undergo the regulative form of atonement. The purport is there that Krishna purifies within as Chaita Guru, the spiritual master within the heart. This is described in the following verse from Srimad Bhagavatam 11.5.42. And I guess that is verse will be read next week. Maybe we should read it anyway. We'll just read the translation, next week's verse. It says, the translation is, one who has given up everything and taken full shelter at the lotus feet of Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is very dear to Krishna. If he is involved in some sinful activity by accident, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is seated within everyone's heart, removes his sins without difficulty. All right, so anyway, today's verse, Agyane vahaya yadi papa upastita, Krishna tari shuddha kare na karaye prayaschita. So here it's, first word is very interesting, Agyane. We're offering prayers to the spiritual master, Om Agyana Timarandasya. Agyana means ignorance. We're born, Om Agyana Timarandasya Gyananjana. We're born in the darkness of ignorance. So therefore, we make so many mistakes. That is natural. And here, ignorance. So what is that? Jadi hoy papa. If there's some upastita, present, some sinful activities. Now, this is something that no one can avoid. In India, they have some class of sadhus, different sect, different religion, actually. They're called Jains. And they wear the white cloth, generally, and they have something covering their mouth. And they walk around. They don't use in vehicles usually. They carry broom. And of course, there's some visible ants or insects in front of them. They're supposed to sweep the road so they can go without killing anything. But according to Vedic culture, there's called panchashuna, that even you're sweeping the road, you're not going to kill any insects when you're sweeping that road. When you're walking, you might have missed one or something like that. Even the breathing, they cover the face, but still you have to breathe, and insects are going in. You light a fire to cook. Some insects may be dying in that. And even when you're pouring water, there's five types of, like this, panchashuna. The householders are recommended to perform panchashuna jagya. To these five types of violence are there. You can't avoid. You have to walk, you have to breathe, you have to drink water, you have to light fire to cook. And maybe they eat, raw foods like that. But there's no avoiding sinful activities. And it's not that you are not responsible. You are responsible for every activity that you perform, everything that you do. This is something I was asking my sons when they were in school. I said, what is the physics? What is the first law of physics? When I was a kid, I remember they used to say the first law of physics was for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Now maybe they've changed different laws, which is first, I don't know, or maybe not. But anyway, for every action, there is an equal opposite reaction. This is, of course, the law of karma. And this found everywhere. In the Christians, they say, as you sow, so shall ye reap. Like that, and of course, it goes on and on. Everywhere, there's no denying that whatever we perform in this world, there's a reaction to, and we're bound up. Bandhana rupa phala bhajanam atanoti. This Brahma Samhita says that we're bound by this root here. In the purport, the last verse says, Purusha Prakriti Stohi Bhunkte Prakritir Janyana, that because we have different association with these Prakriti, these three modes of material nature, goodness, passion, and ignorance, so there's different types of involvement in these actions and reactions. A person in the mode of goodness, he's not going to be so much perhaps implicated as someone in the mode of passion who is very active and going here and there, doing so many sinful activities. Karanam guna sangosya. And then as a result of these different associations, sadasad yoni janmasyu, then we take birth. And according to the different activities that we performed in different modes of nature, and karanam guna sangosya, that by the association with these three modes of material nature, we take another birth. And so this is going on, birth after birth in this material world. And this way, we become more and more implicated in the laws of material nature and the actions and reactions of karma. Oh. Took the wrong notes. That's strange. Or maybe they're here. All right. I brought the wrong notes from home, looks like. So anyway, it's interesting because here we're saying that Krishna Tane Pshudakari Nakaraya Praschitta. Praschitta is the word that is translated as atonement. Atonement is something that described very in depth in the sixth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Sixth canto, Parikshit Maharaj, he goes through a whole analysis of what he's heard so far in the Srimad Bhagavatam from Shukadeva Goswami. He says that you've covered something about what is it? Nivritti Marg, he first talks about that Nivritti Marg means that one gives up sense gratification and tries to elevate himself through renunciation. And then he, this is described something in the second and third cantos, and then he talks about Pravritti Marg. You've described something about Pravritti Marg where one gradually elevates himself through pious activities that goes up to the heavenly planets and ultimately to Brahmaloka, where at the time of the dissolution of the material universe, then he can go back to Godhead. And then he talks about the different manvantaras. He talks about Swayambhuva Manu and his two sons, Uttanapada and Priyavrata. Who is it? Priyavrata and Uttanapada. And that brings us up to the fifth canto where he, Shukadeva Goswami, describes something of the universal composition, how different planets are there with different living entities engaged in different ways, in different activities. And then he ends the fifth canto talking about the hellish planets where sinful living entities go. And generally, because engagement in these different activities, Pravritti Marg, naturally, when you're trying to advance by pious activities, there will be mistakes made. That famous example is there in the 10th canto Krishna book. We have the Krishna book of King Nriga, who gave so many cows in charity. It was just like the stars in the sky. But by accident, one of his cows that he gave in charity came back to his lot of cows, and he gave it again to another brahmana. And in this way, he was obliged to take next birth in the body of a lizard because of some slight discrepancy in this Pravritti Marg, path of enjoyment. So you can go like this way. And Krishna also explains so many different... No, actually, we were, all right, back to the sixth canto, because this Parikshit Maharaj and Shukadeva Goswami, Parikshit Maharaj, he heard about these sinful... how the destination of sinful persons, how they go to hell and suffer in so many ways. So he asked Shukadeva Goswami how they can get relief from this suffering of this hellish planets. So then Shukadeva Goswami gives the whole process. He said the chapter... Sixth canto, chapter 1, text number 7, he says, Nachedi haiva pachitam yatam hasam Katasya Kuryan Mana Uktapanibi, Druvam Savai Pretya Narakan Upaiti, Ye Kirtita Me Bhavatas Chigma Yatama. He says, my dear king, if before one's next death, whatever impious acts one has performed in this world, in this life, with his mind, words, and body, are not counteracted through proper atonement, according to the description of the Manusamhita and other Dharma Shastras, one will certainly enter the hellish planets after death and undergo terrible suffering, as I have previously described to you in the fifth canto. The hellish planets are there. So then he goes on. He says, Tasmat purvaiva asviva papa nishkrito yateta mrityor avipadyatatmana doshasya drishtva guru lagavam yata bishak chikitseta rujam nidanavit. He describes here the guru lagavam. Guru is, we understand the guru is when a teacher, but also means heavy. And lagava means light. So there are different kinds of hellish, sinful activities that one can commit. So he says, therefore, before one's next death comes, as long as one's body is strong enough, one should quickly adopt the process of atonement according to Shastra. Otherwise, one's time will be lost and the reactions of his sins will increase. As an expert physician diagnoses and treats a disease according to its gravity, serious or not so serious, one should undergo atonement according to the severity of one's sins. So Parikshit Maharaj, he's a great devotee. He heard this description by Shukadeva Goswami, and he was not very satisfied. As a devotee, he's not so interested in this process of atonement. He says, Drishta Shrutabhyam Yat Papam Jana Nap Yat Manohitam Karoti Buyo Vivasha Prayasyatam Atokatam. He says, one may know that sinful activity is injurious for him because he actually sees that a criminal is punished by the government and rebuked by people in general, and because he hears from scriptures and learned scholars that one is thrown into hellish conditions in the next life for committing sinful acts. Nevertheless, in spite of such knowledge, one is forced to commit sins again and again, even after performing acts of atonement. Therefore, what is the value of such atonement? And a famous verse, he says, Kvachin nivartate budrat kvachich charati tatpuna prayasjitemato partham Manye Kunjar Sochavat. He gives an example here. He says that sometimes one is very alert so as not to commit sinful acts to. Sometimes one who is very alert so as not to commit sinful acts is victimized by sinful life again. I therefore consider this process of repeated sinning and atoning to be useless. It is like what? Kunjara Sochavat. It is like the bathing of an elephant, for an elephant cleanses itself by taking a full bath, but then throws dust over its head and body as soon as it returns to the land. Manye Kunjara Sochavat. So he goes on, oh my goodness. So he goes on, and Shukadeva Goswami describes that one should, he says, yes, this is true. We see this in the Christian world there. Some of us have Christian background. We go to a church and we make confession and then we go about the same business again and again. And even in the third chapter of the second canto, that description is there, that tadashma saram ridayam batetam yad kriyamane or harinama deyai, that even someone who is harinama deyai with concentration chanting the holy name of the Lord, he says that tadashma saram ridayam batetam, that the heart is like steel framed. Navikriye tata yadavikaro, if it doesn't change, if one's heart doesn't change by chanting the holy names and feeling ecstasy, then one becomes, he's understood to have a heart steel framed. So this is a process of atonement. Shukadeva Goswami says, yes, that's true. This process of atonement is not very very highly recommended, and therefore he suggests the process of knowledge. One should study the scriptures, Vedanta Sutra, and he should understand what is what. He should understand how to act, and in this way, he gives some big list as there, tapasa brahmacharyena, samena cha, damena cha, satyam socham, samena niyamena va. Like this, he gives some list of different activities that one can perform, that tapasa, austerities, brahmacharyena, practicing restriction from sex life, brahmacharyena, samena, peacefulness, damena, control of the mind and senses, and following so many different rules and regulations one can follow. And so Pariksit Maharaj, being a devotee, he was listening to this. He's saying, oh, yeah, well, this is okay, but is there some problems there? Actually, this whole introduction to the description of Ajamil, who was born in a very nice Brahmin family. He was performing all these activities, tapasa brahmacharyena, samena cha, damena cha, and then he saw some shudra couple engaged in some amorous pastimes, and he became attracted in this way. So he was not, and Shukadeva Goswami could understand that the Pariksit Maharaj, he's not very satisfied by this this path of purification. So he said, yes, what is it? Kechit Kevalaya Bhaktya. Where do I find that? So he says, actually, the only possibility, he says that these path of knowledge, acquiring knowledge, is like burning the bamboo leaves, but still some roots. When you burn the bamboo leaves, you can burn your field, and still the roots are there under the ground, and they'll go again come up. So he said this cultivation of knowledge is like that you can get rid of so many sinful activities, but still the root, the desire is still there. And he says that kechit kevalaya bhakta, that only pure devotional service, unmotivated, incessant devotional service, this can burn out the roots of desire, sinful activities. So this is described, and this is also recommended so many times. Krishna ends the Bhagavad Gita with this recommendation. Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita gives so many different processes of elevation in the Bhagavad Gita are described there. Buddha Yoga, Hatha Yoga, Raja Yoga, Jnana Yoga. And Krishna, after describing all these different processes, he says, Sarva Dharman Parichaja, Mame Kam Sharanam Raja. And what is the result? Aham Tvam Sarva Pape Bhyo Moksha Yishami. Mahashucha. So here are the verses here. Krishna Tare Shudakare Nakareya Prashchita says, if a devotee accidentally becomes involved in sinful activity, Krishna purifies him. He does not have to undergo the regulative form of atonement. Krishna says, Moksha Yishami. And he says further, Mahashucha. He says, don't worry, I'll take care of everything. That and then again in the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, this is next verse is actually from the 11th canto, but in the second canto, it's also described there. What is that? Shrinvatam Svakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Hridayantasto Hibhadrani Vidunoti. That Krishna, he's situated in the heart. Shrinvatam Svakata Krishna, someone who is hearing the glories of Krishna, Shrinvatam Svakata, Krishna Kata, these Shrinvatams, hearing these activities, Punya Shravana Kirtana, these very, very pious things to do, this activity of hearing Krishna's glories. Punya Shravana Kirtana, Hridayantasto, Krishna is situated in the heart, Hridayantasto, Hibhadrani, all these dirty things, Abhadrani, Vidunoti, he cleanses them off. Cleanses them all, because without being cleansed of all sinful activities, one can't engage properly in devotional service. That's also described in the seventh chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Yesham tvantagatam papam jananam punyakarmanam te dvandan moha nirmukta bhajanti mam dridavrata. That if someone is entangled in sinful life, he can't very properly execute devotional service. But that in the purport to that Bhagavad Gita Sarva Dharma Parichaya, he says that Srila Prabhupada explains that it doesn't matter. Even you can just surrender to Krishna, and then that stage will come. Krishna moksha yashami. He frees one from all sinful activities. And actually, that is the fact, because, as we said, that Shrinvatam Krishna Kata Punya Shravana Kirtana, that these are very pious activities, and so pious that we can't even imagine how pious they are. It says, there's some verses there. From the Brihad Vishnu Purana. Namno sya yavati shakti papa niharane hare. Yavat kartum na shaknoti patakam pataki na jana. It says, simply by once chanting the holy name of Hari, a sinful man can counteract the reactions to more sins than he is able to commit. So this is the potency of chanting the holy names of Krishna, but as we described in that Tadasma Saram Hridayam Batedam, that one, if one doesn't actually change his activities after chanting the holy names, then we can understand that he has a steel-framed heart, and maybe by offenses or some implication in sinful activities, his heart has not changed properly. And for him, it's very difficult. What was that one verse is there? That Bahu Janma Kore Jadai Shravana Kirtana Tabutana Paya Krishna Padi Primadana. That one can go on chanting for many lifetimes, but if he's implicated in offenses for offenses of chanting the holy names or in sinful activities, Krishna here, I mean, in the verse today here, we say Agyane, that someone who is and ignorance are by accident. Srila Prabhupada uses both words there. No. In the synonyms he uses agyane by ignorance, and in the translation it says, however a devotee accidentally becomes involved in sinful activities. So either way, it's not. Because otherwise, it's no better than the bathing of the elephant. If we think that we can chant Hare Krishna and free ourselves from sinful activities, and then engage, then again engage in sinful activities, this is no better than the bathing of the elephant. And it's actually one of the 10 offenses in chanting the holy names. Namno balad yasya hi papa buddhir. So this is one of Srila Prabhupada, sometimes he would say different times, different offenses are the worst. Sometimes he would say this is the worst. Sometimes he would say to blaspheme the devotees who are engaged in propagating the holy names. That's the worst. Either way, one has to be anukuyena, Krishna anushilanam. We should engage favorably in devotional service, chant the holy names, and I guess we're supposed to end class there for comments and questions. Any questions? Comments? Comments? I don't know if there's a mic. You're going to have just.
We should talk loud then?
Yes, please. Hi, Bo.
Here we have the complete edition. Oh, it's not working.
Hi, Bo. Hi, Bo.
Oh, okay.
Big sound. Here we have the a copy of the edition of one volume, Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Yes.
The same edition that Srila Prabhupada used.
Yes.
To translate his 17 golden volumes. We got the one volume here with what is it, 15,000 shlokas? So in this verse, you see that the Krishna Tare Shudakari Nakaraya. This is the causative form of do. So when we say that the devotee doesn't have to do a prayaschitta atonement, it's the subject is Krishna. Krishna nakaraya. Krishna doesn't cause them or expect or demand that they do the prayaschitta.
Uh-huh.
And this same point is stated also in the Bhaktivinoda Thakur's purport here, the Amrit Pravaha Bhashya. He also uses the same causative form of the word. Krishna doesn't demand or assume or cause him to have to do the atonement. So this causative form of the verb do means that the devotee and Krishna are always in a close partnership. That they're always working together. It's not like I'm here on earth and I mess up in my bhakti and I have to do some atonement and Krishna is somewhere, you know, in Goloka or something. No, Krishna and the devotee, they work together to clear up the mess ups and the agyan, the activities accidentally performed out of ignorance. So I just thought I would point that out, that the verse and Bhaktivinoda's purport states, it emphasizes that it's Krishna is doing the prayaschitta on us, or he's not requiring it. This karaya. He's not causing us to have to do it.
He's not, there's no injunction in the scriptures that the devotee has to perform this or that activity. He simply, this nectar devotion, Rupa Goswami, or Srila Prabhupada gives a summary like that simply one has to, again, engage in his devotional service, and that will purify him. Maybe Perfection of Yoga or somewhere, he says that the mistakes are natural, that one makes mistakes, and he says success, that mistakes are the pillar of success, can be the pillar of success if one rectifies his activities like that. So one has to pick himself up, and engage in devotional service. There's no other injunction to engage in any type of activities like that. Srila Prabhupada, he never told the devotees, oh, you missed, you did this or you did that. So simply let him engage back in his devotional service. He wanted everyone engaged. Yeah.
Another point that comes up here is Krishnadas Kaviraj, in this whole section here, he's talking about the bhakta, the devotee.
Yes.
So in 1500s India, what kind of a person did he know, or was he aware of in society that are bhaktas? Could he imagine that there's like fallen Western, you know, malechas like us? We would be included in his analysis of the activities of a bhakta?
Yeah.
Or was he familiar with a certain level of devotees who very occasionally slipped up? So he has to have this whole section here describing the ignorance and sinful activities and accidents. So does that also include us, Western neophyte, beginner, you know, malecha, yavana, yovanas?
I was just thinking how sinful activities was so uncommon back then that Jagai and Madai were singled out. They were the exception, not the rule. Now it's the rule, and the exception is if someone doesn't commit sinful activities. This is very unusual. Yeah, this is 500 years of we've made great advancement in the activities of Kali Yuga. It's actually 12th canto is described tatas chanudinam dharmam, every day. Satyam, socham, shamadaya, all these things are being reduced. Satyam, there's truthfulness, cleanliness, mercy. Okay, I know you're impatient. What do you have to say?
I guess if he can accept Jagai, and Madhai, he can accept a New Yorker.
He can accept a New Yorker, yeah, if he can accept Jagai and Madhai. Yes, let's hope so. We certainly hope so, huh? Or a cheesehead from Wisconsin, whatever. We were born in Wisconsin. Anything you have to say? Anything? Anything, ladies? No? All right. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Hare Krishna.